Hello everyone. So this video is going to be hopefully short video, and what I wanted to talk about in this video is that I don't rely on motivation to do my work. And it may seem like a very simple thing, but it is not. And let me explain. Now of course we all have things to do in our life. We have some ambitions, we have some goals, and to achieve those goals, of course we have to break down those goals into smaller achievable short-term goals. For example, if you may want to, let us say, buy your favorite car, or maybe if you want to get your dream job, then you have to basically work for it, right? You have to basically do things that are needed to be done to achieve your goals. And this is something that you have to do, of course, by keeping in mind your long-term goals, then of course having some vision, some idea, some sight of what needs to be done in the next, let us say, few months, like your short-term goals. And every day you have to revisit, you have to review what you need to do that day. That will contribute towards your short-term and eventually your long-term goal. Now, I made a video on goal management and how I do it using org mode. Now, going back to the topic of motivation. Now, motivation, we all, of course, seek motivation. We all try to watch some videos. There is like endless supply of motivational videos, content online. And we feel definitely good when we watch a video. When we are not feeling, let us say, 100%, we feel probably a bit low. That is, of course, totally normal. We all are human beings. And we seek motivation to, you know, get going on a regular basis, and I have absolutely no problem with that. But to be honest, when you are ambitious like me, I am definitely very ambitious. I think I have a lot of things to worry about, and I think I'm probably a bit too ambitious, which is probably, you know, I'm not really saying that I am I mean, we all should be ambitious, or we all should be over ambitious, but I think always thinking, worried about, okay, what next? That is what, you know, makes me, I think, happiness, makes me happy, and it gives me a lot of joy, satisfaction, that, okay, yes, I'm not really, you know, sitting idle. I'm always trying to improve, and I'm always trying to optimize, and I'm always trying to do more, and focus on doing even more. Now, whenever I look at my schedule during the day, or maybe the things that I need to do over the period of time, if I rely on motivation, then I will definitely not be able to do work on things that I need to do work, right? I mean, for example, if I have to write some code, or if I have to make a video, or if I have to write a book, I mean, there are so many things that I need to do. And I'll be honest, most of the times I don't really feel like doing it. There are so many things that I do that I don't massively enjoy doing it. For example, I do all the accounting myself for my own company. Yes, I can outsource, but of course I have not really reached that stage. And the reason I make these videos quickly, because I don't really want to edit. Not because I don't have the ability. I can do editing. I can do really good editing, but I don't really want to spend too much time. That is not something I massively enjoy. So I try to optimize my video creation process. Now, what I do to avoid or to bypass the motivation, the concept of motivation, I simply follow a timetable. I simply follow a routine. And this is something that I have been doing it for majority of my life. I just I rely on the calendar. So I use, of course, org mode. Org mode has this wonderful, absolutely amazing feature of agenda. So whenever you're working on any activity or any task, and you need to do it on a specific day, so simply assign a date to it, right? And that by simply doing that, your org agenda will show you that item on a calendar, depending upon the mode, or depending upon that, I think there is one calendar plugin that you need to install, but But you can still, of course, use the standard org agenda. And when I start my day, if I have to do something, which, I mean, I may not enjoy doing it that day, but I still do it. So I just make sure that I do it, even if I'm not liking it. But I know if I do it, or maybe if I start doing it after some time, I'll be fine. And that is, I think, all we need to probably do. Just do it. Just start doing it. In the beginning, maybe you will not maybe you will not feel like doing it, right? Because it's, of course, maybe it's a boring task, or maybe you're probably feeling a bit low or sad, or maybe something else is bothering you. And that is why if I follow this concept of timetable, I mean, I call it as a timetable, because that is what I used to call, we used to call when I was growing up. We used to follow, when we used to go to school, we used to follow a timetable, right? Like, okay, Monday morning, 9 to 10, we have to do this. Tuesday morning, 9 to 10, we have to work on something else, right? And so on. And I think that whether you like it or not, you have to do it. Whether, I mean, if you go to school, you have no choice, right? Whether you're feeling good or not, whether you're feeling excited, whether you're feeling sad, happy, you have to attend the class. That is how things are. Otherwise, you will lose your attendance if you don't come to school. And that is what I do. Now, we don't really have any attendance. Nobody is asking us to just take a break if you don't feel like. I mean, I do that. I do that. But most of the times, I'm just following what my org calendar is telling me to do. And this, I think, in a way, is a very nice, simple, effective way to bypass or not being bothered by your motivation. And if you just keep on doing it, then of course you can report on it within org mode. So I normally try to follow, or I try to at least log time on the activities, and I can always build report. And if I have to do something on a regular basis, for example, if I have to make a daily video, so I simply log time. So right now there is one clock that I can definitely run. I'm not really running it right now, but usually, because I'm just making this video without any planning, because I felt like talking to you. So what I will do is I will go to my daily video task, and I will log time separately later on. But this is something that I do. I just do things without thinking about it. And to be honest, when I usually I look forward to my evenings, because by that time on that particular or on any particular day, if I have not finished all the things that I plan to finish, then I will feel definitely not great, and I don't really want that. I want to make sure that I want to enjoy my when I drink my evening beer, I want to feel like I have really earned it. I have worked today really hard. I followed the timetable, whether I'm in mood or not. But usually this is something that I can tell you from my experience. If you stop listening to your brain, your thoughts, then you will eventually, after finishing the task, or after you have finished your day work, and you have been doing it for a long time, you will feel good. You will feel really excited, and every day, you of course might have to do something difficult. Sometimes it is a bit easy. So if I talk about my own like happiness index or satisfaction index, that is of course never really high or low. It always keeps on. So it's like a sine wave. So sometimes I feel good, sometimes for example, today it was like a normal day for me. I don't really think I did a lot of satisfying things today, except few things, but I'm not really massively proud of my day today. But I still ticked all the boxes. I did all the things that I wanted to do. Those things were probably something that were pending for a long time. And when you have org mode, you can always keep like a list of like tertiary items. So I follow primary, secondary, and tertiary, and I use tags. Like you can tag your individual subtrees. So if I have those tertiary items So I'll probably not worry about those items like on a daily basis. Sometimes if I'm not really in the best form of myself, I'll just pick up something that I have in my tertiary list and I work on those items. But I don't really always follow. For example, if I divide my day and if I look at my 4 a.m. till 9 a.m., my morning slot, and my then 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. slot, those slots are always fixed. I do what I plan to do. But afternoon and evening slots are basically a bit relaxed when it comes to doing things that are probably pending for a long time. Sometimes I carry, like, if I'm really in good mood, for example, if I'm working on an app, and because right now I develop apps for Jira, and I have been developing few apps this year, and I'm also writing books. Sometimes I'm in a really good mood. I have achieved a lot, or I'm trying to solve a problem. Especially when it is also especially true when you're writing code. Sometimes you need to spend like 4 hours, and you like hit that mark where you are definitely like in a, I think it's called a zone or flow, whatever you want to call it. But that is where you feel like keep on going. Then I, of course, keep on doing the same thing till the evening. But what I'm trying to say in this video is that I don't really rely on how I feel that day to do my work. I just do it. That is it. That is, I think, is what we should try to do, I guess. I mean, I know we all are probably different, but if you're a bit ambitious, if you're trying to achieve your goals, if you're trying to, let us say, clear an exam, then you have to basically plan how you're going to do it, and then you have to do it. That is it. Simple. All right, that is it. I know it's a bit not a very lengthy video, only 12 minutes, but I just wanted to talk to you about this. Hopefully I've given you some ideas, and hopefully you have enjoyed watching this video or listening to this podcast. All right, bye-bye.